Well, God is really, really, really good. We've always known that. Thank you, Dan, for that. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the prophetic aspect of worship today. God's been so good to us. He's going to continue to be good to us, and he will never not be good to us. And so we're thankful for that. Let's lift up our Bibles as Larry has year after year after year. Did I say after year? After year has encouraged us to read this book. And as we're going to look at something today, we're going to get excited about it. And so let's prophesy over the word. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is ready. Because I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Never in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I have a very long title to the message today. New. You know, sometimes I come up with some good ones. And by the way, I apologize for the date typo on the outline. When I was done with this, my computer decided to lock up on me, so I had to go with what I had. But today, as I want to share some things about new, if I don't get through it, that's okay. It's just been, I could go home now. I could eat the sausage and crackers and go home. I've been fed. I've been fed the word of God and prophecy. And you know, we need to be a church of prophecy. We need to be a church of the prophetic. We need to press into that. Each one of us press into it every week and bring that here so that we can build each other up and walk in the plans and the purposes that God has for us. And so that's that newness of life. But, you know, in the scriptures, as we look at Nehemiah 8, I want to look at a few verses about the word new. When Ezra and Nehemiah, the book of the law was not being read in a public place. And so in Nehemiah chapter 8, when we look at this very familiar verse, we want to know the background of what happened was when Ezra opened the book, it hadn't been opened for a long period of time, and they immediately stood. And they listened to Ezra read the book for about 6 hours. It's hard to get somebody to stand for 15 minutes, let alone 6 hours. But they were so, why would they stand for 6 hours? Because they were so hungry to hear the word of the Lord. And we need to be a people that are hungry to hear the word of the Lord, not just on Sunday mornings, but every morning. Amen? Yeah. And so this is monumental, this verse. And we quote it pretty lightly, but we want to realize they'd been standing for 6 hours to hear the scriptures read. And yet most of us have multiple Bibles in our house. And Larry should get up next year and we should all say, I did it. That's my challenge. Nehemiah 8:10. Hallelujah. He said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to those whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Every day is holy unto the Lord, I think. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, get happy. Oh, get joyful. Thank you. What do? When you hear something negative, the bank's closing, the cabal doing this, and people doing that, and people who we thought were good people aren't good people, etc. And I've listened to Mark Driscoll talk about the pastors and the church, the part of the church that's going what we call woke, which means, as far as I'm concerned, is the apostasy. What's apostasy mean? leaving the truth. The scriptures are true, and if you violate the truth of scriptures, you're apostate. So let's guard our hearts, but I am not going to let that crap take my joy no more. We are going to be happy, we're going to enjoy life, and we're going to fight the battles with a smile on our face and a tootsie in our two-step. Amen? So that's the new thing God wants to do. I think he wants to release a new joy in us, Lord. The new joy with the word. I got to read it again. No, we ought to have a new joy, right? Because that new joy will become strength to us. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to be strong in the Lord, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be, present tense, be strong. Where? From what? What source? In the Lord. The Lord needs to be our strength and our song. Be strong in the Lord and in the power, the dunamis power of his might that was released on Pentecost Sunday that is still here today. Be strong in the Lord and in his power, the power of his might, not our own might, because our own might falls short. Amen. But in his might will never fall short. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Second thing is just a fresh anointing of joy. In Romans chapter 15, it says, now may the God of hope. What does the devil want to do? He wants to take away our hope. He wants to take away the hope for Jesus coming back. He wants to take away our hope for the ministries we have. He wants to take away our hope for what we have been believing God for. Whether you've been believing God for one day, one week, one month, one year, or one millennium. Whatever we're believing God for, the devil wants to take away our hope that that will ever come to pass. Well, to hell with that. Right? That's where it belongs. Because hope-filled from God is here. The God of hope. Fill you. Everyone say, I want to be filled. I want to stay filled with the joy of the Lord. Thank you. With all the joy and peace in believing. Now, there's a key line there, isn't there? Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. What's believing? What's that mean, in believing? That's our faith. Thank you, brother. That's our faith. That's our trust. That's our hope. In believing, not having believed. It's not past tense. What is it? Thank you. Simple English here. In believing, our faith now, right now. I can't change yesterday. Tomorrow may never come. Faith in believing what? That we may abound in hope. That's having more than enough. Everyone say more than enough. More than enough by the power of the Holy Spirit. So God wants us to fill us with that freshness, that joy, and stay fresh, right? Like fresh lettuce. Hallelujah. Mary puts the carrots, finally put the carrots in the water, so they stay fresh. I like fresh carrots. Can't stand all wimpy and limpy. No, you got to crunch like you break your teeth on. Okay. I do believe that God wants to release a new strength to us also. In Psalm chapter 18, verse 2, now I want to begin this by making this comment. In this verse, I want you to see the ownership that the psalmist has taken with the principles that are here. Now, what's that like? I thought, Lord, give me an illustration of ownership. So each one of us could go out from this place and stand on the street, and we could stand there and go, well, that black Suburban over there, that's Joshua's. And that Honda is Larry and Karen's. And that white truck is Bill and Cheryl's. And, sorry, I forget what you guys drive. And Mark and, you know, each one of us, you're Buick. You're Buick. You got a Buick, too. And our Chevy. Each one of us, what would you say? Well, that's Ron and Mary Ann's car. Why do we say that? Because they own it. They own it. So I want you to get a fresh revelation of ownership. That's their car. It doesn't belong to anybody else. You got a piece of paper in there, pink little slip from the state of Nebraska says, that's you and that's yours. Hands off. This is my rig. Right? Now, that's what God is releasing in this verse. Seven times. Look at this. The Lord is my ownership. I own the rock. He's given it to me. It's mine. It's like the old cartoon Nemo. Mine. We need to look at the verses and say, mine. How many times does it say it? It says seven times, I'll tell you right now. My rock. And he's my fortress. So when we're in our battles, we've got a fortress that we're standing in. We're standing in the fortress that God has given to us, his word. And then if we get snagged, what's it say? He says, my deliverer. We have to own this, church. We have to own these verses. We have to own what this is saying. And then my strength. We have to own the joy of the Lord that's our strength. We have to own the strength of God. We can't do this without strength. Amen? We can't do this each and every day without strength. And then, it's in whom I will trust, my shield. Woo, the shield of faith is able to extinguish some of the fiery darts of the enemy. All the fiery darts of the enemy. My shield. God is our shield. See, we can go forth believing that God is our shield. We don't have to fear anything. Amen? My shield and the horn of my salvation. My salvation. I own my salvation. Don't you? We own our salvation. It's ours. It's ownership. And the devil can't have it. Yeah. And then my stronghold. God is my stronghold. I can stand in the stronghold of the Lord and do the battle that we need to do with worship. Hallelujah. So, ownership there. New strength. Number four. New tongues. I think it's time to move a little bit stronger in this area. I'm just gonna challenge you to pray in new tongues. We believe the word of God, which says they will speak, Mark 16, verse 17, these signs will follow those who believe. Well, you know, there's people that don't believe that the signs are for today, so guess what doesn't follow them? This is not difficult English here, right? I don't know. Do you believe this? Do you believe it? I can't hear you. Do you believe it? Come on. I do. I believe it more today than I did yesterday. And I believe this since 1976. Thank you. August. Mine was September. Right? I believe that these things are going to follow me. We need a fresh anointing on believing that in our in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will cast out demons. And that we will speak with new tongues. It's interesting. And Larry, we will go to verse 18. But I just think it's interesting, the sequence of the signs. What's the first thing we do? We get rid of the rotten devil. Cast out the demons. Okay? God's moving because this is public knowledge. But there was a denominational pastor's son from Strongsburg, Nebraska, that got delivered from a demon on our sidewalk on the north end of the square a month or so ago. Come on! Come on, release it! Matter of fact, I told the owner of the coffee shop, I said, you don't know how much oil is on this square. We used to drive by and draw buckets of oil on the square for an anointing, and it's coming to pass. Woo-hoo. Yeah, hallelujah. Okay, so the interesting thing is, let's go back to 17, Larry. The interesting thing is the sequence here. They will, in my name, cast out demons. You've got to get rid of the devil. Okay? Get rid of the devil. And then you start speaking in new tongues. Right? I'm going to challenge you today, before you leave this house, to speak and pray or worship in a new tongue. Yeah, it was good. I had a really great time with this morning, my prayer time. Verse 18. And if you take up a serpent, let's say you're somewhere and you pick up something that doesn't belong to you, wherever you're at, Bill, you guys, Larry, Jerry, you guys that are out in the sticks, and you know there's things out there that don't belong to you. There's things that come into my public place of office that don't belong there, and people say, well, you're gonna get it. I said, no, I'm not. That big C word. No. Say goodbye. So if you take it up, or if you accidentally drink something deadly, it won't hurt you. If you accidentally get snagged, it won't hurt you. Amen? We have to believe for that, church. I'll leave that lay there. And then they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Stretch out your hands, Brother Seth. In the name of Jesus, we continue to prophesy that your body is healed, whole, and healthy, and that you are coming home soon and quickly in Jesus' name. Lay hands on the sick, and they recover in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Get on with the business of the kingdom. All right, the next new thing. Are you doing okay? Let's have a new happy. Come on. Let's not be sucking on lemon drops, right? A new happy. Psalm 144, verse 15. Happy. Happy are the people whose... Oh, I don't recognize that first part of that phrase. Are in such a state, but happy are the people whose God is the Lord. What a blessing it is. It's a blessing to be saved. It's a blessing to know that we've got an inheritance forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And we are going to party until we can continue to party forever with the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for a new happy. Everybody say a new happy. A new happy and a new joy. Hallelujah. And let's look at new rejoicing, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 12. I know nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. To rejoice and to do good in their lives. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord once a week. Always. Oh, sure? Rejoice in the Lord when? Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Yeah. Hallelujah. You used to have a little jingle with that years ago. And the last thing about a new thing is just knowing God. Sometimes I know I get intense, but just knowing God. In Psalm 144, the second half, it says, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Just knowing God. Just knowing that you're saved. Just knowing that your sins are forgiven. Just knowing that He's for you and against, not against you. And the 7,000 promises that are in that word ought to make you happy. You know, we need to be happy. We need to put happy on the lost and a dying world. You can't have true happiness without God. You can have short-term worldly happiness, but nothing's like the joy of the Lord. Amen? And so God wants to release these new things to us, I believe, in Jesus' name. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand. Father, we thank you so much that you're making things new for us, that you're encouraging us, you're building us up, Lord, and we want to run. We want to run with you. We want to do the work of the kingdom. And Father, we can't do that without finances. We can't do that without anointing. We can't do that without a heart and a desire to run hard after you. And so, Father, I just pray that blessing upon this word today, a blessing on each and every family unit here today, Lord. And we thank you, God, for the newness that you're bringing into our lives this day in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Hallelujah.